Welcome to Small Talk, a show about small business for small business. Here's your host, Mark S. Lee.
Good morning and welcome to Small Talk with
new
Mark S. Lee.
We'll also feature a keynote address.
Workshop,
don't throw out the PR playbook with the bathwater for Mark S. Lee. For more information or to join us at the Public Relations Society of America Detroit Chapter Annual Dinner, visit PRSADetroit.org.
That's PRSADetroit.org. Because the show does air nationally via radio.com. Good Cinco de Mayo.
It is Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
Did you have a nice Star Wars day yesterday?
May
the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with you. I did. Absolutely. And today is Cinco de Mayo.
That's right.
And, you know, if you're going to go out and have a couple of margaritas or whatever later today, just be careful.
I will.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Looks like it's going to be a nice day today.
So we had a lot of monsoon this past week, didn't we?
ODFA.
Smart. I mean, inches of rain and everything else. Incredible.
Exactly.
But today is supposed to be a little bit warmer and hopefully it's drying out. And, you know, it's coming. We are in May. First weekend of May, and Memorial Day is right around the corner. Summer season's not far behind. So hang tight. Who we got today?
We got Kansas City at home.
We got Kansas City at home. All right. Well, we're going to continue to pull for those young Detroit Tigers, just as we always do.
Exactly.
All right. Sit back and relax and enjoy that nice
hot
cup of coffee
today.
As I always like to say, we have a great lineup of guests, beginning with our very first guest, Mr. Ara Tapuzian, and he is the executive director for the Michigan Venture Capital Association.
Join us on Friday.
He's in the leadership role over there, and we'll be talking about Michigan's entrepreneurial adventure investor community. Ara, good morning, and thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me.
So good to see you.
Likewise.
I haven't seen you in Watson. It's been a couple of years.
It has been.
Yeah. And we are so happy that you're able to join us. You are the executive director of the Michigan Venture Capital Association. Exactly what is the MVCA?
So MVCA is a statewide organization that really helps support the investment.
Get your tickets for Pros for PAL today. Mingle and compete against Detroit sports stars and legends while enjoying live entertainment, great food, spirits, and at one beer. All proceeds benefit the over 13,000 Detroit kids served by Detroit PAL. Join us on Friday, September 23rd at 6 p.m. for this great event. Tickets can be purchased for $30 online at DetroitPAL.org or at Atwater Brewery in Detroit or by calling 313-833-1600.
It has such an importance to our
It's not just a home or a car. It's the 5 hours you spend in the kitchen mastering your epic wing recipe and a 3-hour family road trip to the tailgate party. While other insurance companies just see them as
a... encourage and foster that end result, which is that we've got startups that will...
He understands what your things really mean to you and is here to help you give them the protection they deserve. Talk to State Farm agent Cindy Fletcher
about the mission. I want a couple of key points of the mission of the Venture Capital Association.
So one of them really is to help with funding. You know, our venture capital firms are looking to always fundraise.
Tech Sound Detroit will celebrate the movers and shakers in the startup community with its first annual student
venture capital firms
as part of the Toast to the Town celebration of Detroit entrepreneurship on October 13th. Come and celebrate Detroit entrepreneurship while enjoying a strolling dinner, signature cocktails, musical entertainment, a local vendor marketplace, and a silent auction and raffle. For ticket information, please go to TechTownDetroit.org/toast. Again, that's TechTownDetroit.org/toast.
Another point for the mission. Yeah. That's
Are you a small business owner?
Venture
Are you struggling to close that important
exactly
deal?
Venture
Join the Detroit Regional Chamber for Business
so
Cards,
venture,
Business Dollars,
venture
and Walsh College and learn secrets from the pros
are
for customer retention
and
building winning
and
relationships
organizations that
The program begins
out, really
at 7:30 Wednesday morning, October 12th at Walsh College in Troy. For more information, go online to DetroitChamber.com/events.
Great
That's
idea.
DetroitChamber.com.
And they're
going to
help with some seed money. They really are sort of in the early stages of that entrepreneur growth.
So it's not a traditional financier. It's not a bank.
No. No. It's hard to get money from the bank.
With
you know,
Domino's Pizza, the
doesn't mean that the banks aren't involved, but sometimes banks come on
or more
later on. So these VCs, as we like
Sign
to call them, are taking the risk.
Right
you know,
now,
not
you
everything is a home run,
$5.99
but they're the ones taking the risk out there. They're them and really angel investors. They're out looking for the next best thing. They invest in a couple of different things, Mark. They invest mainly in sort of our life sciences. and then IT, and IT can be anything from software development to medical devices and so forth. One of the newer ones is mobility
So these are primarily used by entrepreneurs.
Yes.
Okay. Right. And so a lot of times when we think of financing, the reason I want to come in this morning, quite frankly, a lot of times we think of financing, we think of traditional banks. And here's another revenue stream, another source of access to capital, if you will, if you're looking to start or grow your business.
Yeah. I'm Tom Selleck. Give us a you can help children in low-income neighborhoods get the help they need to stay in school and go on to college. I have a dream foundation that provides mentoring, academic help, and tuition to make this dream come true. Learn how this program helps students build life skills while increasing high school graduation and college participation rates. Visit IHaveADreamFoundation.org and find out how you can be
that's spent within CBS Michigan. Also, is another number for you is $7.85 from out of state is coming in. There's pluses or minuses to that, right? So the good news is that we're no longer a flyover state. Michigan's no longer a flyover state. We've got other states that are looking at Michigan. We've got an abundant amount of entrepreneurs here. But what's also missing is there's not enough.
With Domino's Piece of the Pie rewards, earn a free medium two-topping pizza after just six online orders of $10 or more. Sign up now at Domino's.com. Only one order per day earns points. Details at Domino's.com/rewards.
They live here. You know, they're going to our stores and that type of thing. We want to keep talent here, and sometimes it doesn't happen.
Running a small business doesn't leave much time for other things, does it?
VC firms have a big impact.
Well, Web.com is here to help by building you a successful website for free.
533 venture firms out
30 days of our comprehensive hosting, support,
so again,
maintenance, and marketing.
They're looking
Google,
at this state.
Yahoo,
it's an important state.
And hundreds of other locations.
Talk about the angel community
risk-free.
A little bit.
Get your
is
website
that there's $52 million of angel capital
slash radio, or
in
call
84 different startups. This is all from last year. So,
are you a small business owner?
A lot of good news. I mean, we release
deal. A. Join the Detroit Regional Chamber for Business Cars to Business Dollars at Walsh College.
You know, our main headline to that was 61 based Michigan-based startup companies. Received $385 million
in venture capital Wednesday morning,
from
October 12th
Michigan
at
venture
Walsh College in Troy.
Firms.
For more information, go online to DetroitChamber.com.
In terms of financing, was that net out to the average funding? Any idea?
I'm not sure how that really just kind of, you know, this is really, so how we compile this information is that we're going to our members confidentially asking them for really data that we put them, you know, that we track that and put that together.
We're talking to R. Tapuzian this morning. He's the executive director for the Michigan Venture Capital Association here in Metro Detroit, and they are advocates for the Michigan's entrepreneurial and venture investor community, and they certainly are promoting Michigan venture investment opportunities to regional and national markets as
deal?
Well.
Join the Detroit Regional Chamber for Business Cars to Business Dollars at Walsh College and learn secrets from the pros
and they're looking for someone to invest in their business.
Okay.
The program begins at 7:30 Wednesday morning, October 12th at Walsh College.
What's that criteria?
For more information, go online to
DetroitChamber.com. I'm going to flip it a little bit to you in a different way, too. We will get a lot of calls from entrepreneurs that are looking for venture capital money,
right?
So that's the first thing that people think is that, okay, you're going to recommend all these people.
To accelerate Detroit's economic recovery.
You know, our venture capital firms are looking for something specific.
By providing
We've got members
like capital,
specialize in different industries
that help entrepreneurs
go out. They look
to learn more about J.P. Morgan Chase's
what we
commitment
do tell
to small
people,
businesses
we want them to go onto our website, MichiganVCA.org. We have what is called a landscape guide. And so this will allow the entrepreneur to take a look at, let's say they've got a medical device that they want to take to the market and they need the funding for that. They can go onto this landscape guide. It's an we've got a print version of that and also an interactive map online. They could take a look
with
and see the different resources
rewards,
and sort of reach out
for every online order of $10 or more.
Okay.
And get a free medium two-topping pizza
about,
when you earn 60
about
points.
The
sign up at Domino's.com to start earning points. Right now, you can choose any two or more mix and match items for $5.99 each, including Domino's medium two-topping.
I think one of the things that we've been tracking for the last 5 years, Mark, is that we're studying the presence and the role of women, individuals identifying with the LGBTQ community, racial minorities throughout the ecosystem. And so what we're finding is that there's certainly an increase, which is great. 61 startups received nearly $385 million.
Same goes for VC firms. Because while our campus may be a launchpad,
out of that number, 53 million of those invested in 16 Michigan startup companies, led by a CEO who is a member of an underrepresented group. So, you know, lots of numbers here, right? But you know, let's talk about just a couple of them. Is 13% of Michigan venture-backed startups led by a CEO who's racial minority. 10% of Michigan venture-backed startups were led by women, and then 1% is one that again identifies in the LGBTQ community. Now, this. These numbers are low. It's, again, something that we've been tracking for the last few years. You know, it represents like 125% increase in the last 5 years. So it's something that we're, you know, taking a look at as we move forward.
And what types of industries are attracting venture capital in the state of Michigan?
Great question. You know, I would say that 38% of those is in the life science healthcare arena.
Time and resources to small business.
35 are available at a reduced rate of 5%. IT, and then after that, they're really smaller segments.
Or call 734-677-1400 to learn more.
So life sciences is still a hot area here. Again, we've been hearing a lot of talk here in Michigan, Metro Detroit, about autonomous vehicles and mobility. So those are, again, there's another consistency here. We're hearing that the more non-traditional space, there's much more diversification in our state when it comes to attracting these types of funds.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have such a rich environment of entrepreneurs. As I go around the state talking to not only different venture capital firms, I'm making the rounds talking to entrepreneurs, and I'm talking to our educational institutions. And they are putting out a phenomenal group of individuals that have great ideas and great innovations. I mean, you know, think about life science and healthcare, all that goes into that. You know, the next cure could certainly come out of Michigan.
And we have about a little over a minute remaining together. Talk briefly about the diversity trends that you've noticed over the last 5 years as well.
Well, like I said, it's, you know, it's a lower number. I think that what we're seeing in the state is we'd like to encourage more venture capital professionals
the region's
in general.
For economic
I think some of what
Working
we're seeing right now
businesses.
Is that there's a maturity
Thanks
level
the
in the profession. Folks are retiring. We have a program called Venture Fellows where we encourage newer folks to come into the industry and to do deals. So as far as the diversity factor, it's something, again, that's growing. It's, you know, not quite there, but we're moving forward.
Well, in closing, how can people get more information about Michigan Venture Capital Association? The website is?
MichiganVCA.org.
Okay. Art Tapuzzi, and I want to thank you very much. Congratulations on your new role. Let's keep up this great news in terms of attracting venture capital funds in
Thanks,
state
Mark.
Michigan.
Appreciate it.
Glad to make it a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Absolutely. There'll be more guests at this commercial break on Small Talk with Mark Esley. This week brought to you by the Small Business
Graduates of
workshop.
Our university end up going places.
Good
Same
morning. Welcome back students. To Small Talk with Mark Esley. This morning brought to you by the Small Business things. Workshop, which will be held this Tuesday. Spot. Yes, in 2 days. May 7th at 440 Borough Street in the Motor City down in Tech Town, Detroit. And that event is being presented by Fifth Third Bank. We would encourage all of you to sign up and go check it out. You can register at LeeGroupInnovation.com. That's LeeGroupInnovation.com. And click on the Small Business Workshop tab. We have great speakers lined up, great registrations already, but we want you to be there as well. All right, sit back and relax with a nice hot cup of coffee as we continue the conversation with our two next very special next guests, Mr. Scott Maloney. And prior to starting a business, which he'll explain to you in a second, he spent 20 years in banking and corporate finance, including 15 years with a local bank and also with another local corporation here in metropolitan Detroit. He's also joined by Miss Rebecca Abel, and she's also an entrepreneur and responsible for about Divine Cookies. Is that right?
That is right. It's
one of your brands. And you're also working full-time. You have your own, if I recall, financial planning business, but you're also an entrepreneur. Is that right?
Correct.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Scott and Rebecca, thank you very much for joining me. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. So good to have you both in the studio with me. Scott, let's start with you and talk to us about the business that you guys are kind of working on together, if you will.
Sure. So I started an ice cream store in Ferndale called Treat Dreams 9 years ago. And visit their website just recently over the summer, I had a chance to meet Rebecca, and we started talking about ways that we could have our businesses work together. And initially it was, let's bring Divine Cookies into Treat Dreams. And from there, we continued
running
to progress
a small
with our conversation.
Doesn't leave much
and
time
has since
for
turned
other
into
things,
this new
well,
company called Treat Dreams Dessert Emporium.
You a successful
same location as existing
free.
Treat Dreams
call
in Ferndale. But we did an entire
of
makeover, renovation, remodel
of
the physical space,
Yahoo
as well as added a lot of different dessert items
absolutely
that
risk-free.
Beforehand was not
built
at Treat Dreams before.
And Rebecca, talk to us about Divine Cookies exactly. Talk to us about Divine Cookies and the concept behind it and you know, some of the some benefits, if you will, from a tasting standpoint.
Sure. Well, Divine Cookies is a company that I founded in December of 2017. I wanted to, I'm an entrepreneur, I wanted to get involved in the Detroit food scene, and I thought there was an opportunity for a gourmet cookie. I'm a dessert connoisseur, so I had seen some huge, like over-the-top, gooey on the inside, crunchy on the outside cookies in New York City and in L.A. And I thought, you know what, we really need something like this here in Detroit. And so I started creating different recipes and came up with a marketing plan and launched my company in December of 2017.
So how long did that planning take for you from concept to actually launching the business?
I planned and started working about 3 months before launch. I really feel strongly about kind of just starting. You know, I wanted to start somewhere, and I knew that there would be lots of changes to make. So I kind of just threw myself into the fire and launched the brand, and you know, have made several tweaks along the way. But it was not a whole lot of time that I spent, planning things out and thinking about things too much. I just wanted kind of to get started.
But yet, you're balancing working and entrepreneurship. How do you do this?
It's about the food. It's a challenge. I mean, there's definitely a lot of personal sacrifices I've made. Just you know, socially, I spend a lot of time working and launching this brand, but it's something I'm so passionate about and I love doing that it's fun for me. And
outstanding. Well, Scott, back over to you. We talk about challenges. Entrepreneurs always have challenges. People is access to capital, some is growth, some is business sustainability. What was the biggest challenge to opening up Treat Dreams?
Yeah, so in addition to all of those that you just mentioned, probably the biggest challenge was not being in the business before. I really didn't know what was ahead of me.
Yeah.
And it was really difficult. The hardest part was to find a physical
seed
location.
Seed Lending, a program within the Great Lakes Women's Business Council, invests time and resources in small
location
businesses.
Loans
up to $50,000 are available at a reduced rate of 5%. Visit GreatLakesWBC.org or call 734-677-1400 to learn more about how Seed Lending can help your business grow. Again, visit GreatLakesWBC.org or call 734-677-1400.
And I got a hold of the owners. And I mean, that's one of the, if you're getting in the food business with a retail location, that's the number one piece of advice I would give somebody is find a location that is or was a restaurant because the infrastructure's there.
Yeah, did you have previous industry experience?
No, zero.
You started with zero experience.
Zero, zero. Eastern and I hadn't even made ice cream before.
All right, so talk to our listeners about you got this idea that you have no experience in.
Right. Isn't it always like the very first rule is to go into some business that you have some experience with?
Exactly.
Normally, right?
So what happened?
I guess I was just so unhappy with the business, with the industry that I was in. It wasn't me. That's probably the worst place to be banking if you're an entrepreneur. And I just needed an escape. For me, it was like, okay, I'm going to figure out how to make ice cream. And so I bought an ice cream machine, a professional machine, had it delivered to my house before I even had a location in mind. And the very first batch I made was an utter failure. I had my in-laws over for a birthday party. I was going to serve the dessert, and I left the ice cream machine too long, and it froze, and it wouldn't come out. and I'd already left my job, and you know, got grandkids, and you can imagine, right? And that was the low moment, and I was so intimidated by that.
How did you turn from that low moment into a high moment? How did you, what did you learn from that experience?
Well, I learned that I wasn't going to even practice making history again until I needed to, and that was 2 days before. So I went from
Have you ever considered a career in construction but don't have any experience? Well, you can start your career with Hart & Associates Building Services as a traffic regulator or flagger. Hart & Associates Building Services provides flagger training, certification, and job placement for seasonal work. Hart & Associates Building Services, 7744 West Verner Highway, Detroit. If you are interested in flagging for the 2016 season, please call 313-406-4086 or visit their website at hartandassociatesbuild.com.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value but car insurance companies deliver. If you're one of them, State Farm agent Cindy Fletcher in Plymouth can help you get to a better state because she'll talk with you, listen to you, and help put together a policy that has you written all over, from cost to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Doing less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent Cindy Fletcher in Plymouth at 734-459-2023 and officially get to a better state with State Farm.
So my original business plan changed substantially from what it is today, and you know, I was just very much willing to constantly change until I figured out what worked.
From cost to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Doing us skeptical? Then call State Farm agent Cindy Fletcher in Plymouth at 734-459-2023 and officially get to a better state with State Farm.
But you know what? If you believe in yourself and you believe that you have the ability to create something, which, you know, I felt strongly about, I had a real strong intuition that this was the right next move for me. I just had to believe in myself to move forward and, you know, keep my emotional competence high even during those low moments, because you can definitely talk yourself out of things when you're feeling down.
And there's some things you just can't control. And we were talking before today's show is you can't control the weather. And this spring has been a challenge thus far with all of the rain that we've had. And you know, talk to our listeners about those types of challenges, Scott or Rebecca or both, in terms of, you know,
Ann Arbor Spark is the region's engine for economic development.
How do you navigate
working with innovative, high-tech,
unpredictable weather?
Thanks to funding from the Ann Arbor Ypsilanti Smart Zone, ODFA, Spark, a nonprofit organization, offers the support that startup companies need to grow. Spark's work not only strengthens our economy, it is strengthening our communities. For more information on Ann Arbor Spark, visit AnnArborUSA.org.
That's AnnArborUSA.org. Because I wanted to add pies and cakes.
Have you ever considered a career in construction but don't have any experience?
Maybe not so.
Well, you can start your career with
Hart & Associates. Because I was, you know, I'm a business
that would that way on that first 70 degree day.
No, right, because you're going to have
flagger training, certification, and job placement for seasonal work.
That's
Hart & Associates Building Services, 7744 West Verner Highway, Detroit.
And
if you're interested in flagging for the 2016 season,
ice cream wasn't, you know,
313-406-4086.
So now I've got something. We've got something that you can come in during the winter, and maybe even at that seasonality.
So you have diversification.
Life insurance.
We do. And you
it's
need
just
to do
one
that.
Of those subjects
and,
that make,
you know, I will echo what Rebecca said too.
Fast.
Is that
because over half of Americans
there's
don't
be
have
some
enough
some really, really high highs,
and that can be a hard
but there's going to be equally low lows. And
yeah.
You have
so
to. My number one advice to someone starting a new business is you have to. I call it getting off the roller coaster as quickly as you can.
That means focusing all the ways life insurance.
Don't get too high. Don't get too low. Just believe in yourself. Believe in your business model. You'll make tweaks along the way. The customer will tell you what works and what doesn't work. But just don't ride that roller coaster.
Yeah, life. Rebecca, back over
without
to you. We talk about the unpredictability,
maybe
unpredictability
life,
of Michigan's weather,
to give up
and things that you have to do differently and
no
the challenges that you have to overcome.
Make today the
as an entrepreneur, do you see yourself
start
you know, down the road, let's say in 3 to 5 years, doing this on a full-time basis, or is this kind of something you continue on the side? We all hear this thing in Detroit, which I hate this phraseology, don't call side hustle. I mean, because to me, I'm a native Detroiter, and I think a hustle, there's a lot of negative connotations associated with it. But I understand what people are trying to say. You're hustling to get that business going and get to the next level. So I respect that certainly that phraseology appropriately. But talk to us about in 3 to 5 years, your lack of a better phrase, side hustle,
sure.
The entrepreneurship. Is this something that you see stepping into more of a full-time basis or still kind of doing it on to balance things out?
Well, I'm a firm believer in focus, that you can't have too many things on your plate and do anything real well. And so ultimately, I would love to have this as my, you know, my everything, and have multiple locations and, you know, a national cookie brand. Okay. So yes, that would be my goal. But it's something that I'm working towards. And yeah, I think it's going to be important as we continue to grow that I focus more and more attention on this.
And talking about growth, and there's something about a point of difference. What makes Treat Dreams unique in the marketplace?
I think in our marketplace here, there are ice cream places like ours in California or New York, but in the Detroit market, I think what sets us apart is our flavors are so unique. We've done well over, I stopped counting at about 1,500 different flavors.
1,500?
1,500 flavors.
Hey, Doug, they didn't bring us any this morning.
I noticed that.
We'll do a drop-off. Yeah, we're waiting for some sunshine. Right? That's when you really want it. But like, for example, over the Easter holiday, we had brown sugar ham ice cream. And that's a flavor that we bring back every year for Easter. People know to look out for it come Easter. Lobster bisque ice cream was just in the store.
Are you serious?
Absolutely.
Lobster bisque ice cream?
Lobster, it's cream-based soup, right? Why wouldn't it make a great ice cream? At least that's what my mind says.
Okay, I'm going to ask you. How did the customers accept it? They like it?
They did, and we actually had there's a local restaurant that they came in, they tried it, the chef tried it, and they put it on their dessert menu, so we made it for them, and they had it on for quite a while, too.
Okay, that leads to the question, then. Would you try that?
Today and receive I'm
just trying to figure out what are the flavors. They got 1,500 flavors.
Right.
That's a ton of flavors.
501-6000 today.
You know. Well, that leads me to my question. So you got 1,500 flavors at this point, and what you said earlier, some of those didn't work out. What are some of the flavors that didn't work out?
That's salt and vinegar. Number one.
Oh, no.
You know, it's like the best potato chip ever. How could it not make a great ice cream? But it doesn't.
Salt and vinegar.
It never made the sales floor. We've had a couple. We actually do a turkey ice cream, and that worked, and it did make the sales floor. And we call these samplers. We know that people aren't going to come in. They're not going to buy, you know, a giant tub of it, but we'll have them try it. And then they'll get the salted caramel ice cream. Or they'll get our cookie monster ice cream.
The salted caramel.
Yeah, that's what
it is. Unless we have salted butterscotch.
Okay.
Yeah, then get that
doctors,
one.
Nurses, and programmers.
I think I know where I'm going.
We'll get to the location in a second. And we're closing a couple minutes. We are talking to Rebecca Abel and Scott Bologna. And we're talking about
Hacking Health takes place May 1st to the 3rd, and it's organized by Tech Town,
and they've kind of merged your ideas and business concepts, and just
the website again is
diversification. And being cozy, I guess I'm up against the clock. I didn't realize it, so far I'm having so much fun in the conversation. Give us the location and the website. I apologize.
Sure, we are 22965 Woodward Avenue. It's just north of 9 Mile. And website is treatdreams.com.
We got to have you come back on, because I'm out of time. So yeah. Can we do that?
Absolutely. We'll have to do a sampling of our products.
And bring stuff.
We'll bring the weird stuff and our staples, too. Also got a second location in Midtown for Treat Dreams.
You got it. Thank you very much. We'll definitely bring you back in. That's, again, Scott Bologna, Rebecca Abel. Thanks very much for coming in. There'll be more guests after this commercial break on Small Talk with Mark Essie, brought to you by the Small Business Workshop.
Investing in it doesn't have to break the bank.
Good morning. Welcome back to Small Talk with Mark Essie, brought to you by the Small Business Workshop. And at this point in the show, you know I have to give my shout-outs. I'll give a shout-out to AM 1270 for giving me this forum each and every single week to have a conversation with you here in the Motor City. And you might be sitting back and reading your free press for your mobile technology here in Detroit. Just sit back and enjoy that nice hot cup of coffee. Get that rain behind us for a couple of days, and the weather's warming up. How cool is that? And also, I'd like to thank our might be listed across the country. I'd like to thank WWJNewsRadio.com. 501-6000. MeetGroupInnovation.com, SoundCloud.com, and TheHubDetroit.com. So you might be listening to Small Talk across the country in your local city and reading your local newspaper with a nice hot cup of coffee and your mobile technology. Just sit back and relax and enjoy the conversation with our very special next guest. And no, it's not a rerun. He was on the show last week, Mr. Paul Reiser Jr., and he serves as the inaugural director of Detroit Urban Solutions at TechTown in the Motor City. And we have a very special guest calling in from Milwaukee, Wisconsin this morning, Mr. Joe Kirchis. And he's with an organization called Generator, amongst other things. And they're going to kind of help us understand and unpack. But before we do this, let me just kind of, Paul, say hi to you real quick. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
I got to tell you a funny story. Remember the last comment in the show last week was, you said to me, hey, I asked you a question. I said, is there any more news? that you want to share with me? And you kind of laughed and said, well, you know, maybe I'll come back once at a later date and share some news with you. And here we are 7 days later, and you're going to share some news with me about Motown.
I surely am, and I'm glad that Joe is able to join us, but I'm so excited, and it took everything in my body to not share it last week.
All right. Well, Joe, thanks for joining us. Give us the great news, because the next morning you send me a text message with a major story in the Detroit Free Press about our fabled and beloved, the home of Motown.
For just $7.99 each, did Domino's just make the work easier for everyone?
Tech Town is working hand in hand, side by side, with some great partners across the country and the Midwest. So in addition to Generator, who's on the line, and Joe is a co-founder of Generator, but we're bringing a Motown themed and led business and accelerator entrepreneurship program to the city of Detroit that is pretty unprecedented. We've got partners in Motown Records, Motown Museum, Capital Music Group, and Generator in Tech Town.
Tech Town Detroit will celebrate the movers and shakers in the startup community with its first annual Scoot Awards.
As part of
the Toast to the Town celebration of Detroit Entrepreneurship on October 2nd,
come and celebrate Detroit Entrepreneurship while enjoying a strolling dinner, signature cocktails, musical entertainment, a local vendor marketplace, and a silent auction and raffle. For ticket information, please go to techtowndetroit.org.
Obviously, Detroit is Motown. We are very proud of the Motown Detroit.
Paul Reiser was a
legendary, still is, certainly part of the Funk Brothers, and they had a major part in Motown. So I know this is deeply personal for you.
It's your beyond dad. Personal. And yes, I am Paul Reiser Jr., so I often am the proud impersonator of my dad. but I take it.
The legendary dad,
I take
man.
It, yes. And he has been blessed and fortunate to have contributed over 5 decades to the music industry and worked with some of the best and most talented artists.
Try Domino's amazing Monday through Thursday carryout deal and walk out with large pizzas with up to 3 of your favorite toppings for just $7.99 each. Did Domino's just make the work easier for everyone?
Ever since, oh, and then got a hold of R&B and
rest is history.
And Joe, you are in the great city of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Talk to us about Generator, please. What exactly is Generator?
So our mission is we want to be the best partner for a community to invest into itself. And we think communities do that when they invest into their best and brightest. So locals investing in locals is the shorthand for what we do. And we've built a store with 4 products. So we have a venture fund that invests in startups, and that's part of this program.
Your business needs a lot of speed,
program
but investing in it
built,
doesn't have to break the bank.
Madison
introducing
3 years
the Comcast
ago,
Business Summer Savings Event.
In 8
now,
states.
You can get a lot
we
for
were
a
proud to partner.
As little as about $5 a day. And sign up today and receive a $250 prepaid card. Comcast Business delivers 50 megabit per second internet speed to help drive business performance. Plus, cutting-edge Wi-Fi Pro for your employees and customers.
In a very concierge way,
with advanced voice features, so your calls buy you wherever you are. Don't miss out on the Comcast Business Summer Savings Event with some of our most advanced products at a great price with over $500 in savings. Call 1-800-501-6000 and sign up today and receive a $250 prepaid card and free installation when you lock in your rate for 3 years. Prior to this offer won't last long. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Built for business. Offer ends in 2019-16. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 3-year contract required. Equipment tax and business sector.
That is different, and that we don't see any other accelerators doing it, and that's better, and that it really improves our community in a way that you couldn't do without it. And we thought about a year and a half ago, why don't we try running the version of what we do for startups, but for musicians, because you don't need to be a computer engineer to benefit from mentorship. You don't need to be a salesperson to benefit from a network and from convening power. And so we got that going about a year ago in Milwaukee with Radio Milwaukee and Tariq Moody, who helped pull that together with us, and Glenn Kleiman. And we've Meg Rodriguez, who runs a version of what we do. It's a 12-week program for musicians where we help them with community mentorship network. The goal being that we're trying to elevate them locally, regionally, nationally, and we're helping them build their careers. So that's kind of who we are and how we got to the point where Paul and I had this life-changing conversation a few months ago that led to what we're talking about today.
And we're talking about the Motown Music Accelerator Program. Paul, talk to us again about that program, exactly what is it, and the impact it's going to have on the city of Detroit.
Yeah, this is all about
you know, connection, collaboration, community, around providing opportunity and concerted programming for artists and some of the greatest talent that obviously derived from the city of Detroit. We got some of the best people, man. Know that, right? No question in that. And so, but now it's an opportunity to provide some intentional programming, a structured program, these great partners that are going to come to the city. So actually, it's a two-faceted kind of program. There's one that is really focused on talent. So music artists, groups, producers that have the opportunity to participate in a 12-week accelerator program, which for those who don't know what an accelerator program is, very much like an entrepreneurial boot camp, for lack of better terms, that really gives you the nuts and bolts that you need in order to enterprise yourself, gives you the business fundamentals, really teaches you the things that you need in order to succeed.
TechSound Detroit will celebrate the movers and shakers,
and that's done with great coaches, great mentors, great network effect, great people from inside this Detroit community, and even the people that are going to bring from outside the Detroit community. So it's going to be fabulous.
Come and celebrate Detroit entrepreneurship while enjoying a strolling dinner, signature cocktails, musical entertainment, a local vendor marketplace, and a silent auction and raffle. For ticket information, please go to TechSounddetroit.org/toast.
Again, that's TechSounddetroit.org/toast. Physical hardware that may impact and improve how sound engineers do their work. So they're going to have an opportunity to apply to this program. It starts in late summer, and they will have a very, very unique and distinct opportunity to participate.
Ann Arbor Spark is the region's engine for economic development.
And Joe, you know you're coming into a legendary city.
Have you had a chance to visit our
funding
city
from the Ann Arbor Ypsilanti Smart Zone, LDFA?
Spark, a nonprofit organization, offers the support that startup companies need to grow. Spark's work not only strengthens our economy, it is strengthening our communities. For more information on Ann Arbor Spark, visit AnnArborUSA.
You are coming into a legendary city.
Ann Arbor USA.
And here's my personal story about Hicksville, and of course, Paul knows very well. I was born and raised in Detroit, but and Doak knows this too. I find that people know this the other day. I was born two blocks at a hospital, two or three blocks due west of Hicksville, USA. And there was a hospital there on the Boulevard and 14th Street. It's on the southeast corner. It's now called the Young Manor Apartment Building. That was the hospital is no longer there. But I'm so Detroit, Joe. That's where I was born, at three blocks from the Motown Museum from Hicksville. And I was raised in Detroit during the Motown sound. I like to tell the story. My next door neighbor was Lawrence Payton
of Four Times. Is cruising around.
And I was a Aretha Franklin's paper boy, a Marvin Gaye of the half a mile from me, right around the corner from me, Smokey of the mile from me. The Pepsi of the mile from me, and my dad, you know, my parents.
She'll talk with you. Listen to you.
I told the story to Barry Gordy's house on the Boulevard on Boston Edison. You will walk into Barry Gordy's house and Stephen Wonder will be playing
Cindy Fletcher in Plymouth at 734-459-2023.
He would cover his swimming pool with slats and turn it into a dance floor.
Oh, wow.
And my parents would go to the Christmas party every year. So you're talking to somebody who knows about Motown, baby.
Oh, it gives you chills, doesn't it? Oh, that's cool.
And no, Mark, you can't sing a lick, can you?
I can't sing a lick.
And I can't play a lick. I know, that skips generations. That's my excuse.
But anyway, but seriously, and Joe, talk to us about, again, we're talking to Joe Kirchhoff and Paul Reiser Jr. from, he's with the director of Detroit Urban Solutions at TechTown Detroit, but talking about a major program, the Motown Music Accelerator Program, and our good friend Joe is calling from Milwaukee, and he's the founder of Generator. Talk to us, Joe, from your perspective about the amazing support. I know you're in Milwaukee, but talk about the amazing support that you're getting from the Detroit community and beyond as it relates to this program.
Oh, it's been...
The Bonnell Foundation Living with Cystic Fibrosis could use your generous donation. It will help us continue to give lung transplant grants, medical assistance not covered by insurance, and college scholarships to people living with cystic fibrosis. CF causes chronic and fatal lung infections, interferes with digestion, and causes many other health issues. The average life expectancy for someone with CF is 41 years old. You can help by going to the Bonnell Foundation.
And we've seen, we've been working in this community, there's such a passion Detroit has for Detroit, and it's so unique.
Helped, thank you.
And it's such an advantage that I can't tell you enough how you don't, I wouldn't take that for granted. And as you know, you're describing what it's like to have these unbelievable people just a block or two or three away. It tells you there is some of the world's best talent still in the neighborhood. You know, the next generation of Marvin Gaye and Smokey Robinson and the Four Tops, they're all in the neighborhood still. And so the idea that we can try to be a part of recognizing that talent and showcasing what Detroit has to offer the world is, I think, a life privilege.
Well, we have a couple of minutes remaining, a little bit left.
I'll stay after class.
Paul, I do want to come back over to you and to talk about what can the experience be like
for
entrepreneurs in Detroit when you launch this program? What can they expect?
We're feeding America.
To find your local Feeding America food bank, visit feedingamerica.org/summermeals. A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Take their careers really to the next level. And that's done via a number of things. There's workshops, there's coaching, there's mentoring, there's a $20,000 grant that each of the accepted participants will receive. There's trips to LA and New York. There's support from the Detroit community, the greater Detroit community. There's support from New York and LA and Capitol and Universal Music and Motown. There's also the opportunity for those who are accepted to be actually highlighted and showcased during the Motown 60th annual celebration coming up in September of 2019. So we're putting the dotting I's and crossing the T's relative to how that's going to look, but it's definitely going to happen. So I welcome and strongly encourage, if you are in the music business, if you've got musical talent, you definitely want to go to MotownMusicianAccelerator.com. MotownMusicianAccelerator.com, and you can apply today. And we would love to have you involved, because this is going to be something, like I said, unique and
the experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider. Call 1-855-627-8932 or go to web.com/radio. That's 1-855-627-8932.
Northfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. We'll rights decided or relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Commercial break on Small Talk with Mark Esley, brought to you by the Small Business Workshop. Good morning. Welcome back to Small Talk with Mark Esley, brought to you by the Small Business Workshop. Again, it's going to be held this Tuesday, May 7th, from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Tech Town Detroit. You heard Paul Reiser briefly talk about Tech Town Detroit in a previous segment. Located at 440 Borough Street in Midtown Detroit.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
You heard the last segment. You probably got goosebumps.
Happy,
about
we'll
Motown.
Continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee.
Outstanding,
if not,
young
cancel
man,
and pay nothing.
Robert,
if you're
Burston,
in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call Robert right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider. Call 1-855-627-8932 or go to web.com/radio. That's 1-855-627-8932.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
And it makes you proud, doesn't it?
Yes, sir.
And speaking of proud, you have a business called what?
Proud Detroiter.
All right. Talk to us briefly about Proud Detroiter, because you're doing some great things and you're beginning to expand with that particular line, right?
Yes, sir. Proud Detroiter is just basically, it's an apparel company. Our company basically... It
the experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
nothing.
Footing out there, you really started to grow. You don't have a web presence, expand. You won't be taken seriously.
What's going on? Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider. Call 1-855-627-8932 or go to web.com/radio. That's 1-855-627-8932. No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That magazine, it targets far as like Birmingham,
if you had the bright idea of earning your MBA, you already know it becomes an even brighter idea when you earn it at Walsh College.
I like to, you know, branch out too.
We're talking spotlight bright. Like Fortune 500 companies can't help but notice you bright, or even Lighthouse bright, leading top recruiters through a storm of competition right to you. Because with an MBA earned in a Walsh classroom, we're lighting up your future, and that's already recognized as the brightest idea in business.
Yeah, of course.
Walsh College, part with business.
Brand is for everybody. It's not for no particular demographic. It's not for no particular age group, no particular race, anything like that. The Priority Charter is for everyone.
You know what I know is, Robert, I go to Chicago for a long time. Everybody knows that. And when I go to Chicago, when people say, you know, hey, where are you from? They didn't say Wilmette. They didn't say Evanston. They didn't say Oak Park, Illinois. They would say Chicago. Mm-hmm. When you ask that same question here in the Detroit area, people will say, well, I'm from Birmingham, or I'm from, you know, Bloomfield Hills, or I'm from Troy or whatever, Northville.
This is what it sounds like when your brother gets arrested after school for having coke in his backpack.
It's Detroit. So people in Illinois, certainly across the metropolitan area, would say they're from the Chicago area. And we still have a tendency of saying we identify with the local suburbs, although people across the country may not have heard that particular suburban community. I'm starting to see a slow change when people are starting to say, well, I'm from the Detroit area.
Share your story at the partnership at drugfree.org, because your story can change someone else's.
And this is an anchor city in the state, and that's why it's so good to see that you're reaching out beyond the city as well to say you're right. Detroiters are not just
this is the sound of salmonella gyrating on your undercooked chicken.
Think about it. If you
and it looks like mom might be taking it out a little early.
You know, when you get to
don't let salmonella
teams,
get funky with
you
your chicken.
Say Detroit pisses.
On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. So use a thermometer to cook each type of meat to the right temperature. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Could be up there. Could be up in Muskegon.
Muskegon.
No disrespect.
Could be in the UP. You know, it doesn't matter. Detroit represents Michigan as a whole.
Yeah.
And when you go out of town, because a lot of times I done seen out of town, you know, people there try to say, yeah, I'm from Flint. And then they say, from Flint?
Right.
They say, well, Detroit. And then they say, oh, okay, yeah.
It's automatic connection. That's the legendary brand that we have. And as you talk about traveling, small businesses, you've expanded now into what, $50,000
are available at a minimum reduced rate of 5%. Visit www.miceed.org or call 734-677-1400 to learn more about how Seed can help your business grow.
No, I don't know. I do know it's a store. It's a Detroit store.
Okay.
So it's in a Delta Terminal because, you know, you have the two different sides.
Absolutely.
So if you've had the bright idea of earning your MBA, you already know it becomes an even brighter idea when you earn it at Walsh College.
Okay, wait a minute.
We're talking spotlight bright. Like Fortune 500 companies can't help but notice you bright.
People can pick up the problem fly. Then we got a lot of great hotels coming up downtown across the area. He's got an MBA earned in a location where in downtown
Detroit Foundation Hotel.
And that's already recognized as the brightest idea.
I was just at the foundation this past week.
Walsh College, where business is turning.
And to see, I will give them credit. I know Bob Lambert's probably listening. Bob is a GM from Detroit Foundation.
Hungry for a great deal? Try Domino's amazing Monday through Thursday carryout deal and walk out with large pizzas with up to three of your favorite toppings for just $7.99 a piece. The Domino's just make the work week easier for everyone. Oh, yes, we did. Just $7.99 Monday through Thursday large carryout deal from Domino's.
I'm not for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, Empire. It's a very, very exclusive restaurant.
That's probably why I haven't quite heard of it yet.
Oh, no. You most definitely fishing well.
All right.
Where else? Sweet. I'm sure you heard of Good Case and Bakes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Collaborated with, you know, them a while back. Just a lot of different businesses. We like to take our brand, the foundation of our logo,
yeah,
and incorporate of the businesses with their logo.
So I'm listening this morning. We're talking to Robert Burstyn, and this guy started with a proud Detroiter. Now, if I remember, I think the location you have is on 6 Mile, right?
That's right. It's on 6 Mile in Strathmore, Detroit, Michigan. That's at 14440 Westman Nichols, 48.
At Fifth Third Bank, we were curious. Could a night of bowling help in the fight against cancer?
You might hear some people say whipped cream.
Well, these things were purchased with the standard cancer MasterCard from Fifth Third Bank.
We're talking about Robert Burstyn and a young man who's a true Detroiter.
Because with every purchase, you can help support breakthrough cancer research that helps save lives. Apply at your nearest Fifth Third Banking Center. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank.
So, Robert, I'm listening this morning, and people want to grow, they want to expand. So how have you been able to get these new distribution points, the overall growth strategy? Do you have connections out there in terms of, did you set up individual meetings, or how did you get these distribution points to expand beyond your original store on 6 Mile?
Well, sometimes you just have to do something simple.
I'm Mark Lee, President and CEO of the Lee Group.
Just reaching out.
The Lee Group is a marketing consulting firm focused on providing integrated marketing solutions in the areas of strategic planning, branding, integrated communications, and training and development. Whether helping clients locally or nationally, I'm proud to be from Detroit. Not only is Michigan a great state, but opportunities are coming back, and it is definitely a great place to live and work. We all have the ability to help shape the state's future with energy, innovation, and talent. And as you think about your business, it's easy to think about being in the business versus thinking about the business. In other words, we have a tendency of getting bogged down in the day-to-day details as opposed to thinking about factors which may affect long-term planning and growth. With this in mind, the Lee Group has identified five marketing trends which may affect your business this year. To learn more about those trends and the Lee Group, please visit LeeGroupInnovation.com.
Run into someone, LeeGroupInnovation.com, for a brief moment. It was like, okay, this is a relationship that was established.
And we exchanged business cards again.
And look what I'm back on. And
you're back on.
It helps.
And that's a good point that he's making. I want to say something to you listening today. A lot of times, some of you are introverts, some of you are extroverts. I don't really care, to be honest with you. That's your personal choice. But you should always... It amazes me, Robert, that people don't always have business cards with them. Mm-hmm. And
the
this
Center
is an example
for Empowerment
where he literally,
and Economic Development, commonly known as SEED, invests time and resources in small businesses. Loans up to $50,000 are available at a new reduced rate of 5%. Visit www.miceed.org or call 734-677-1400 to learn more of how SEED can help your business grow.
Business cards, put them in your purse and just put them in your pocket. And you'd be amazed at what might help you. And what he's talking about, his growth strategy has been primarily through relationship building.
Relationship building.
And a lot of people are not comfortable doing that.
Yeah, well, a lot of times we're not actually taught one-on-one on what to do and what not to do. But if you take a step to just attempt, you never know what that's going to bring about. Just like the brothers you just had on your show earlier.
Yeah, Paul.
Hey, already I see things of where it can go and where it can be. Because you tend to think, okay, well, man, if they're doing this, I would like to get involved in that.
Yeah.
I look forward always to make that connection, no matter who it is, because you never know down the line where it can get you or maybe where you can help them at.
Do you see the brand going beyond Detroit into other cities?
Of course. I'm already working on that.
Okay. Can you tip us some news yet?
Well, think about it. You hear proud New Yorker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and not only do you hear proud New Yorker and things like that, though, let me just say this. There's so many people. I'm even talking about selling the brand Proud Detroiter. And what I'm getting at is there's so many people from Detroit who live in other parts of the country.
Well,
when the Tigers travel, there's so many Tiger fans and the Red Wings.
Well, see, what you're speaking on that right there, there's already a lot of Detroiters in Dallas.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Detroiters in Atlanta.
Houston.
There's a lot of Detroiters in Houston. There's a lot of Detroiters, New York, everywhere. And the Instagram and Facebook is what really helps with that, because they have, especially on Facebook, they have these groups. And these groups always contacting me. They're the main ones that's going on the website. They're the ones that's ordering.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right. The brand has gotten out there, and that's the beautiful thing about being in the airport, because now tomorrow I may be in Japan.
Yeah.
I may be in Okinawa.
If you've had the bright idea of earning your MBA, you already know it becomes an even brighter idea when you earn it at Walsh College.
You know, one of the best things, we have a little bit less than 2 minutes remaining.
We're talking Spotlight Bright. Like Fortune 500 companies can't help but notice you bright.
Right off
or
the
even
State
Lighthouse
Street,
Bright, there was leading a top recruiters place, through a storm
and they
of competition
sold something
right
called the Detroit Burger.
Because with
in
an
Chicago,
MBA or
right,
a Walsh
big
classroom,
sign that said the Detroit Burger.
Right.
I skipped everything else and went straight towards that Detroit Burger. Now, I never heard of a Detroit Walsh Burger before when I was born and raised here, but just the fact that I saw Detroit Burger, and there were so many people in that restaurant.
Yes.
You know, so I guess that's kind of what I'm getting at. You're right, that Detroit connotation is so strong.
And it shows you how other places appreciate our city, too.
Absolutely. Well, before we wrap up, closing 30 seconds or so, any additional things you want to share briefly?
Just, you know, please continue to support, because I wouldn't be where I'm at right now if it wasn't for everybody out there. You can reach us on our website at www.prouddetroiter.com, our social media, Instagram, all everything is one name, Instagram, Facebook, everything.
Outstanding. Well, Robert Burstman, congratulations. Keep up the great
thank
work.
Thank you again. I appreciate you inviting me on.
Absolutely. Well, this show, is, in fact, was brought to you
adults
by the Small
the
Business
power
Workshop.
To stop
that was Mr. Robert Burstman.
I'm Dennis Van Roekel, president of the National Education Association. Bullying
Small
has
Business Workshop. One more time will be held this Tuesday, 8 until 1 a.m.
To physical
8
illness,
until
depression,
1 p.m.
or worse.
Yeah, 1 p.m.
Help us create
go to leadgroupinnovation.com and click on Small Business Workshop. Look, what a great show, man.
Hey, it was a great show. A lot of good Detroit moments.
Sure. Yeah, proud Detroit moments. Go out and make it a great day.
You do the same.
All right, we want you all to go out and make it a great day. Make it a great week. And we will check you out next week on Small Talk with Mark Eskley. And always in closing, go Tigers.